Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
So even if you ask all the questions within a half second of each other,
on zero?
I'm on minus one, Mick.
Oh, well, then you're
thanks for asking.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball. With Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up on today's GAA Daily, we pay tribute to the late, great Mihála Muirchertach. We'll hear from the man himself. Kerry legend Kieran Donaghy pays tribute and former Mayo captain Dermot Flanagan talks about being coached by the great man. Tributes have been pouring in for legendary GAA broadcaster Mihála Muirchertach, who has passed away at the age of 93. The Kerry native first broadcast for RTE at the 1949 Railway Cup Final and would go on to have a 61-year career with the national broadcaster. His last All-Ireland final was the 2010 football final as Cork beat Down before he retired in October of that year. GAA President Jarlath Burns led the tributes, saying that Mihála was an iconic figure across the GAA landscape and indeed Irish life as a whole, with an incomparable voice and an almost poetic ability in not one, but two languages. President Michael D. Higgins also paid tribute, along with Taoiseach Simon Harris and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Micheál was a guest on Off the Ball back in 2018, where Gerard Gilroy asked him to talk about the first ever live sports broadcast on radio, a game of hurling.
When we heard you were coming in, there was one story that I was really hoping that you would tell us. I've seen you speak before about the very beginnings of sports broadcasting in Ireland and how the GPO was involved and how Croke Park was involved, and I just thought it was a really fascinating story.
Well, it goes back to when the first radio station was set up in Ireland. It went on the air on the 1st of January 1926, and strange enough, the first voice that went out on it was Douglas Hyde, even though he wasn't to become really famous until he became the first president of Ireland in 1938. But he was a well-known Gaelic poet. He was from Roscommon, Church of Ireland man, great man for the Irish language. He was the first. I think it went on air maybe for at most 3 hours a day, and then silence for the rest. Until somebody got an idea. You know, I've always, since hearing this story first time, a great believer in listening to ideas. And this man's idea, he was working in the station, not too many working there, and he decided himself, we have equipment that will make it possible on Sunday next to have a man in Croke Park that would talk about the hurling final, semi-final between Galway and Kilkenny. He didn't consult anybody, went out, got his bicycle, cycled up to Croke Park, met whoever was there and told him his idea. And the radio wasn't well known at the time. It was only, you know, since January, and this was August. And they said, sure, we'll give it a chance. They didn't believe it would be a big success. So on the following Sunday, the first sports broadcast went out it was 2RN at the time. And the man chosen to do it was a man called Peter Meegan. He was the commentator. A journalist with the Irish Times. He had worked in London for a good few years. He was a good sportsman. He had played football over there and so on. And he was asked to do it. And in his own words, written years later, he had no box, no seat or anything. He was among the spectators on the sideline. They all had, you know, planks really on concrete blocks. He was among those. And when they got up, he had to get up and push his head around them. But he spoke about what was happening as best he could. And he even said the start was, before the game started, an engineer hung a harness around my neck. He called it a harness. And once the referee threw in the ball, he said, fire away. And he fired away. Now, the strange thing is, that alone was the first broadcast in Ireland to the first sports event anywhere in the world to go out on live radio.
Speaking on Off the Ball yesterday, Kerry great Kieran Donaghy paid tribute.
Yeah, I think it's one of those ones you'll remember where you are. That doesn't happen too often. It's definitely a sad day. I know 93 is an unbelievable age, and I know he probably packed more into 93 years than any other 93-year-old that's alive at the moment. But it's definitely still a sad day, especially for the country. where he was held, and especially in the kingdom.
So you would have, like most of us, grown up listening to him for a start.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, I think, like, he obviously had a wonderful, that West Kerry kind of brogue that he had was there was something special about it when he was in flow, in full flow. It was hair in the back of the neck stuff, whether you were in the car or the kitchen table. We obviously didn't have all the options, watching games with the broadcasting, GA Go, all that kind of stuff. So it was either, if you couldn't see it on TV, you were probably listening to him in the car. And I think his skill in transporting you from, whether it was in a car or the kitchen table, straight into the middle of Croke Park, looked like, you know, he was the best ever do it, really, in my eyes. And he was magic. I think when he was in full flow, there was nothing like it.
Former Mayo captain Dermot Flanagan recalls being coached by Micheál and some of the unusual methods he would employ.
The first couple of sessions in early March, Micheál sometimes would arrive with a golf club in his hand. And we would be wondering, well, what's this all about? And he might just knock a golf ball down, because he was a fantastic golfer, played in the Grange Golf Club. And he would sort of more or less tell us, run down and pick up the ball and run back. And we'd kind of think, oh, what's going on here? But then about 3 weeks later, the stopwatch came out.
Okay.
And then you knew this was serious stuff. But much more also, things like when he was started training us in March, everyone was talking about September. The Kerry players weren't training for the next championship game. This was all part of the package for the third Sunday in September. And what an example of practice that gave to us in Mayo, Monaghan. And, you know, the idea that these guys were coming in March, their eye wasn't on the next championship game in 4 to 6 weeks of suffering. This was all about the big picture and getting to the third Sunday in September. A fantastic example. And Micheál then, a lot of your skill work he would do in recovery from the more physical work. And here's a nice touch. Micheál called soccer ground football. And occasionally we would play some ground football to finish out our practice. And another nice story, one of his sons was an excellent cricketer. And Micheál had a tremendous way of bringing all games, international or national, back to the traditional sports. So he described cricket as a game that came from the ancient Irish game called Crag. And he said, now Crag means ball, you know. And he, you know, see, this wonderful way of bringing all sports back to, he was a tremendous, that sort of sense of sport. And his, as I say, his own son, an excellent cricketer, just give you an example. He loved his golf. But the sophistication of his training, and any of us who were with him, it was not to be underestimated.
Right. And did he hit driver or wedge? I'm sort of seeing you like a pack of dogs. Is it who gets to the golf ball first?
Yeah, that's it. That was the first couple of weeks, and we'd be all wondering, is this serious training or not? And that was all the fun stuff, just while we got ourselves, you know, that was sort of early March, early middle March, late March, and then he'd arrive with the stopwatch, then it was showtime.
Finally, let's hear from the man himself again, speaking beautifully about his beloved Kerry in an interview on Off the Ball back in 2020.
You, these characters, like, you talk about Mick O'Dwyer and Mick O'Connell, and Mick O'Connell's stories of rowing to the island and back, and how legendary those stories are of Paddy O'Shea and running the roads around the great mountains of Dingle around there. So, like, can you put that into the context a little bit in terms of how special these areas are and how much they create a mystique around these sporting legends?
Yeah, well, Kerry is it's a strange place. It's a unique place. Now, whether it's true or not, you know, they have great confidence in themselves. And that confidence is a great thing. Hope is a great thing. Kerry always had those two features. It is said when Noah was going out in the ark and passing around, it was water, water everywhere, and he came to Kerry. And there was this big jutting up in beyond all the water. And lots of people collected there on the mountains of Kerry. Sliabh Lucra, they passed by, and then they were on the top of the Coran Pool, a big gang of people there. And Noah was passing in the ark, and he stopped and hailed and asked them, would they come on board? It must be the captain that spoke. He said, It's only a shower. We're okay here. They are different in their ways of thinking. It's no harm to be different, to be thinking differently. And I think that this is a great idea. I don't know who came up with it, having this special place. Top of Carantohil mightn't be a bad place to do carvings and all that, but it's an idea that should be pursued. But Kerry is a different place, you know. How many people have gone to Kerry to find out to go to Slieve Lochra? But nobody ever found Slieve Lochra. It does exist. I believe it exists, but I never saw it. It is there. It's maybe a state of mind. And I think one thing, neatly put one time by Brian McMahon, when he was talking about Kerry, he said, "You cannot beat the kingdom Swede for horse or hound or man." The men would be the people that played football. The women would be involved in it now. Horses, there was a great show jumping horse came from Listowel one time. He was the talk of the country for horse or hound or man. The hound would be the famous Spanish battleship. No doubt had ever won the Derby on two occasions. He did it three in a row. And I always say the dog was elected to Dáil Éireann and the owner took his place. That's the way with it. And I saw him run. First time he ran in Harold's Cross in Dublin, Spanish battleship owned by Chubb Connor from Killarglen. You know, he was a great character as well. But that dog went on to win three derbies. So Brian McMahon put it well, "You cannot beat the kingdom Swede for horse or hound or man." And the story of the kingdom, there's a lot more years in it yet.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.